This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Across the country, the price of rent is leveling off, and in some places, it's even dropping. A new report from Zillow shows that rents were up just 0.5% in July, which appears to be the smallest gain for any month since 2012. Aaron Terrazas is a senior economist for Zillow and is part of KERA's One Crisis Away project, Charting Life on the Financial Edge. He's here to crunch the numbers. Aaron Terrazas, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, rents have been rising rapidly for some time across the country. So what's the cause of this slowdown?
You know, that was driven by a lot of factors. That was driven by young adults deciding to rent for longer. It was also driven by people who had lost their homes to foreclosure during the bust. So there was this surge of rental demand. And now that's finally starting to slow down. We're seeing both at the same time a pickup of rental supply. So there's a lot more apartments and rental homes on the market. And at the same time, it's slowdown in rental demand. So, you know, many of those young adults who had delayed buying their first home during the bust, they've been out in force for the past year and a half out buying. There's a little bit softer rental demand out there because of that.
Do you think this is the new norm?
You know, I do think kind of we have seen a lot of new supply come on the market over the past couple of months, but I think it's going to level off. I think rent appreciation is going to stay kind of in the low kind of 0 to 2% across the country over the next 2 years. There are so many unknowns. And an important caveat here is that we're seeing very different trends at the top and the bottom of the market. So you think of those most affordable third of rentals, rents are still appreciating 3.5% in the Dallas market for those units. At those kind of top-end luxury units, that's where we're seeing the biggest slowdown in rents. And the Dallas market is by some measures, kind of less affordable than it is has been historically, but is much more affordable than the rest of the country. I think the incentives to buy are still very strong in the Dallas market. More importantly, those who can afford to buy are doing so, and you know there's still demand at that bottom of the rental market.
Now, let's say I'm looking to rent or even buy a home in North Texas. How should this new data affect my search?
It really depends on what price point you are looking at. If you are looking kind of at those luxury high-end units, kind of a unit is around $2,400 a month, so pretty high-end rental. You know, you recognize you do have more bargaining power, particularly in new buildings. Some property managers and landlords are offering concessions, things like free parking or a month's free. So you know, be on the lookout for those offers. If you are in the bottom of the market and shopping for that more affordable tier of units, kind of roughly a median rent of, you know, $1,200 a month, recognize that competition is still strong out there and that, you know, these nationwide, market-wide trends don't necessarily hold at that price point.
Now, how does this play out age-wise? Does this reality affect millennials differently? I'm guessing their tastes and desires are a bit different than older generations.
Certainly. I think a lot of the boom in young adult renting we saw over the past half decade had been driven by young adults delaying all of those big decisions, you know, getting married, starting families, buying a home. Those winds are starting to shift, and we have seen young adults out in large numbers over the past 2 years, buying their first home, starting families, growing their families, particularly in that middle and upper tier for young adults who kind of have stable incomes. They are out buying homes. Rental demand is softer in that subsegment.
What about lower income renters? Could the decline in rental rates be a bit of a silver lining for them?
You know, sooner or later, kind of the expectation is that this softness at the top of the market will begin to touch those lower, more affordable price points. It hasn't really gotten there yet in the Dallas market. Kind of bottom tier rents in the Dallas area have been appreciating, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7% over the past 5 years. So they're still strong. At some point, I expect that we will begin to see it touch those more affordable price points.
Aaron Terrazas is a senior economist for Zillow. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.